AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill.
Hello, how are you?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi.
Lori Lightfoot.
Mayor of Chicago.
She is the mayor.
The mayor.
Worst job in America.
It could be.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It is done.
Good luck.
It's over.
The city has decided.
Will
anything
what
change?
Now?
Will there be any visible change? No, there won't.
I don't think so.
Not immediately. But
no. Is there ever?
No.
Besides new buildings?
Well, there's a lot of things to tackle here.
A huge change, not only just with Lori Lightfoot, but there's going to be some big changes in city council, too.
Yep.
This is it. I mean, like, the end
it's
of the
judgment day.
This was it for the machine.
Yeah.
The machine is gone, has fallen. I mean,
Eddie Burke's still there. He's still there.
He's like, the last man standing.
Welcome, Lori.
He really is. I mean, when you think about it, like, Pat O'Connor lost.
Yes.
In a big upset. And then you got, Deb Mell's only been in there for one term, but it looks like that the reign of the Mells could be over as well.
Yep.
But I don't know. I didn't look at the final count. They were still
Deb Mell was only within a couple hundred votes, I believe. And she had a very strong inclination that she had a good mail-in voter.
What is that? Is that the 45th ward? I'm not positive on what ward she's in, but yeah.
But ironically, she wants to give more power to city council and have the mayor be kind of a lesser role. She says that's part of the problem is the mayor's got too much power.
Right. And yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happens in the wards and how they do that.
They should play Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd when she walks into
the 33rd ward is Deb Mell. Thank you, Mike.
City council for the first time.
Welcome to the Machine when Lori Lightfoot enters.
Yeah, try and scare and doing what they want.
That sounds like a weird, bizarre Chinese torture tactic.
She's a pretty tough chick. I think that she,
we would like Welcome to the Machine playing in every
Can
room
we hear
she
that
says
up,
enter.
Please? She's a tough chick, Bill.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't realize that there was a little bit towards the end of the day, there was some bad blood between her and Preckwinkle. They were not I think that Preckwinkle was kind of resenting the fact that I get where Preckwinkle's coming from. This was like her chance. This was the one, and then
She was too deep with all the shadiness.
Well, her uprising within Chicago politics, even though she calls herself a major progressive, which she is, started through the machine a little
bit.
And now you can say that Harold Washington was machine or not machine, but he did have his army, and they did stick around Chicago long after his death. I mean, Chuy Garcia was part of that progressive movement. So looking at her upbringing and then, her time as an alderman and everything.
Doesn't mean nothing.
If you look at career statistics, this would have been the next move for her.
Right.
She also would have made history as well. She would have been the first ever female elected, not only as county board president, but she also would have been the last person to do that was Richard J.
That's like the 40-40 club.
It is like the 40-40 club in Chicago. No, it is. It's like surpassing 2,000 hits in Major League Baseball in Chicago politics. More than that. It's the best that's ever been done. You're Pete Rose at that point.
Yeah.
But Lori Lightfoot, no, she stepped in and she said, my turn.
She's playing shortstop now.
She ran a great campaign looking back on it. I mean, I know that the lower the vote out. Preckwinkle was non-existent on the north side, I felt.
Yeah.
She was just
I feel like she was just too negative all the time, and it was just like negativity. And Lightfoot, at least, you saw kind of the lighter side, no pun intended. But
she was
I think that helped.
A little softer, maybe.
She's softer and she's more likable, to be honest with you.
She's younger, too, I think. I just think that the other thing is,
will anything change? I mean, you got some time to make it work.
I don't know. What
will change immediately? Nothing. Thanks.
I don't think so immediately. It'll be interesting to look at how she tackles city government compared to how Rahm tackled it. Rahm ran it like it was big business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Billy will still be getting parking tickets.
I will probably still be getting parking tickets, unfortunately. But, I want to see how far she extends to bring in corporate work here to Chicago if that's going to continue to be something. Are we going to become more
of a
hub?
How about curbing the violence a little bit?
Yeah, let's go. Unite the gangs. You have a Unite the Gangs rally.
That might not be a good idea, Clay.
Where do we have the
set? Pass out the free nachos to everybody.
Do we ask the Ricketts family?
Clay, this is you at a city council meeting. Why don't we just have a Unite the Gangs meeting and get everybody nachos? And get this over with.
We'll do it at Humboldt Park in the summer.
Yeah. Sure.
Then we'll all go fishing together.
We'll do it at Humboldt Park in the summer. We'll get Pitbull to play. Sammy Sosa will come out and talk to the kids.
Yeah, we'll turn. You know what? We'll turn it into a dance competition.
Alderman O'Brien, thank you for your proposal. Noted.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. If someone's got to do something about it. I mean, is it possible to have zero murders in a year? Is that?
It's possible.
There are cities that don't have any murders. I know that sounds crazy to people from Chicago, but it does happen.
Yeah.
I think we could get there.
Yeah.
It's going to take 1,000 years.
It's going to take a while.
It's going to take time.
I think it's
going to take a whole lot of time.
Did you play that?
Do it right. You know, a little George Harrison.
That,
I think that's George Harrison.
I
got my mind set on you. Yeah, that'll
be what Lightfoot counters the Pink Floyd with. She'll put on that and change the whole dynamic in a meeting.
Yep.
The first one starts with Welcome to the Machine by
Council
Pink Floyd.
Puts on Welcome to the Machine. Very dark, very scary.
Right.
And then she counters with a little My Mind Set on You and
becomes a media darling?
Yeah.
And everybody's on her side.
Everyone cheers.
I can't do a Lightfoot yet, but I think she's kind of like right around here.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So Lori Lightfoot and the city of Chicago want to thank you very much for your undying support. And thank you all for coming out and voting.
Unite the gangs.
Unite the gangs. And I'd love to kick the party started off with a little I Got My Mind Set on You.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pitbull.
Pitbull be here later.
Pitbull's caught up in traffic.
Miami entertainer, Mr. Worldwide, will be here later.
Yeah.
Pitbull's stuck at traffic.
Yeah.
Pretty good Lightfoot.
I've been working on my Lightfoot.
She's slow and kind of feisty sometimes.
You know who she kind of reminds me of?
Who's that?
A woman we know from grade school named Pam Stiles.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
The athletic director at once at St. Luke's Elementary School.
Yeah.
Just very friendly lady. Very friendly.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out how friendly anybody can be as mayor of Chicago. It's a tough gig.
It is a tough gig.
You're not going to, you know, there's going to be people that don't like you. And you're going to have to know that going into this at this point. We don't have one of these. It's not the old days where everybody rallied around their guy, you know?
Right.
And people came together. I think that's the hope that people had for Lori Lightfoot. Like, let's hope she can, like, unite the city and get back on track of, like, speaking together and working together and putting some party things aside to make progress.
How do you do that?
Compromise. Change, you know? And Chicago voted for it, so we'll see what happens, you know?
Excuse me.
You're excused.
Thank you.
Now, the Final Four is beyond us.
Yeah. I just did the Tecmo Bowl song. I don't know
why. No Dukies.
No Duke.
That was great, wasn't it?
I have to admit, I like to see Duke lose.
It's one of the greatest.
Filled my bracket.
Did it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the greatest. One of the greatest sports experiences you could have is watching Duke lose.
It can't be for many. I liked it when they won.
Watching the Packers lose, that's great, Duke.
Well, it's because when you become a legacy team, like a friend, like it's like Duke's like a franchise of college basketball.
Yeah, it's like the Yankees or like
they're not even a team; they're a franchise of college basketball. They're
amazing. You assume they're gonna win every time they play.
Exactly. Like if you were just a guy who didn't know anything about basketball and just went Duke every year in your bracket,
like I remember seeing a Duke
your odds would be pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm one of those people. Every year, Final Four. Just put Duke in there.
But you gotta love it.
I didn't watch basketball. Duke should win.
And then
that guy wins your bracket.
You just do like Duke, North Carolina, you know, maybe a Michigan State. Now, Izzo, this is his eighth time in the Final Four, seventh or eighth time. Now he's only
good.
He's won it once.
Is it more? I think it was more.
Just, I think it was just once with Batine Cleaves.
Batine Cleaves, Mo Peterson.
Yeah.
Several others.
But, yeah, I mean, who we got? Auburn looked incredible. Is this Bruce? I think Bruce Pearl's first Final Four, or is that, he's a character?
Yeah, it's great to see Bruce Pearl take another team.
He was the coach at UWM Milwaukee when we were at Marquette.
Wow. Bruce Pearl.
And then I think he went to Tennessee for a little bit, got a little trouble down there.
Yeah.
Now he's at Auburn.
What an incredible run Auburn's had. Kansas, right. North Carolina.
Yeah. Know,
just knocking off giant killers. Kentucky, done.
Right. So yeah. Here's the other thing. This is kind of pathetic.
Now they're taking on Virginia.
Virginia.
So wait, who is it now? It's Virginia?
Auburn's taking on Virginia Saturday.
Okay, fine.
Today at 5, which would have already happened.
Yep.
As this show airs. And then Texas Tech
played.
Is taking on Michigan State as we speak.
God bless.
Who do you like?
I'm going to take Michigan State taking on Auburn in the final.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
I'll agree. Why not? Who cares?
And I'm going to have Michigan State cutting down the knots.
Really?
Yeah.
Billy going with the Hunter Green.
Gonna take those Spartans, winning it.
All right.
It's going to be a good. This is going to be a fun ride. This is anybody's right now, I think.
Yeah, it's nice that
there's not a lot of years where you can say that about the Final Four.
It's nice that it's not a repeat either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing's for certain, all these teams,
right,
before every game have had a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish
Oatmeal.
You
have to get there.
You dip your feet in it.
That Lori Lightfoot was soaking her feet in McCann's
to thank McCann's Irish Oatmeal for helping me on this election. I wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't eat it every day.
That's right. Don't ever forget it, Lori.
So if you want to change the city and get your things together, eat the McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the land. More Hooli's Hooli Radio after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have 2 outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
History going all the way back to 1896. The International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Yeah.
I got my mind set on you.
Yep.
I got my mind set.
Take that, Floyd.
Lori Lightfoot's new song.
Yeah.
Thinking about Chicago. Let's get it right. It's going to take time. Money.
Yeah. Lots of money.
Whole lot of precious money.
A lot of my money.
Gonna take plenty of taxpayers' money.
You can take
to do
my,
it right now.
If you unite the gangs, you can take my money.
We'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. Hopefully, everyone can get along and get some sort of progress in Chicago going.
Yeah, get the potholes taken care of because I almost broke my car 82 times today.
I like everybody's like, you know, a pot. Everybody has a different issue, no matter where they live.
The potholes are bad though.
Can't we just find a way to like repave the streets with some new like new age? Type of like
linoleum,
linoleum tile.
What?
That's my proposition. Repave every street and
like with like
1970s era linoleum kitchen tile.
People be flying down the street.
You wouldn't be able to stop. It was raining.
Yeah, that's not a great idea.
Well, you put some kind of rubber tractions on it too, or it wouldn't.
Did
like,
you guys
you
just
know,
say you know what they should do if, with all this crime problems? Forget about it. We need to make the streets rubber. These
yeah.
potholes are out of
they're out of control. Make it like the material like a running track, you know, like a track and field.
Okay.
Do that on all the streets. That would be nice, wouldn't it? A little fluff to it.
That people have a lot of jump on their stuff.
Well, if you fall off a motorcycle, you won't die instantly. You'll fluff around.
You'll break some arms and legs, but
yeah,
you're not
you'll break
die.
90% of your bones, but you won't die.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Big dreams we got.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bill, you're going to opening day.
I am. I was just going to say maybe the new mayor
the Chicago
will
White Sox
be at White Sox opening day on Friday. I think it might be Cubs opening day on Friday, too. Not positive.
That's shameful of us not to know that right now.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be the White Sox yesterday. The Cubs are in Atlanta, so I think they might have tomorrow off, and then they're coming home. Yeah, I think maybe we'll see the new mayor maybe at one of those games. I wouldn't be surprised to see that.
Not at all. Is she a Sox fan or a Cub fan?
I don't know. I got a feeling she might be a Sox fan, Lightfoot.
She's from Ohio, so she probably doesn't care.
Well, she grew up like in the Reds.
She's a Bengals fan.
She's a Bengals fan.
I didn't know that.
She's a big Icky Woods fan.
She loved Icky Woods and the Icky Shuffle.
Loved Icky Woods.
In 1988.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think about the White Sox this year, Bill? Let's get off of Lori Lightfoot. Congratulations to the Lightfoot campaign.
Yeah. What do I think of the Sox? Tough to tell. Moncada looks like he could be figuring it out. He homered today as we're speaking on Wednesday. Homered on Sunday, I think, too.
Got
a double off the wall. He's hitting the baseball. And he looks pretty nice at third base. Mm-hmm. I like him at third. I think that was a smart play. I mean, they've got.
How's the pitching? Pitching wins ball games.
I said, we're only into the
They're
fifth
giving
game.
Up a lot of runs.
Fifth game of the year. Yeah, well, the bullpen. Lucas Giolito pitched a gem on Sunday. And then
Cubs are opening Monday against the Pirates.
Well, the Cubs will be at home Monday. So, yeah, we could see Mayor Lightfoot at the game on Friday afternoon.
I would love to see her throw out the
over at 35th
pitch.
And Shields.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see. It'll just be fun to get rid of Rom.
I haven't been to a Sox. I haven't been to a Sox opener in Jeez.
I don't think
years.
I've ever been to an opener.
Last time I went with Pat Smith and Mike Flannery.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Horan, I think, was with us as well.
Sure.
We had a good time.
Sure you did.
But gosh, I can't looking back on it. I'm like, I think that might have been like close to 10 years ago. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. The Sox fans, it'll be interesting. I want to see how many people are going to come out, if it's going to be packed.
I have a feeling it's going to be packed.
It's supposed to be pretty good weather.
The Polish sausage will be flowing like wine.
Just the smell of that sausage with some grilled O's on them.
Yeah. Your body smells like that for days after being there.
Smell your fingers for a few days, and you're like, ah, the ballpark.
I might have you bring me one home. Bring me one to our engagement we have later.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Just keep it wrapped up in tinfoil in the pocket all day.
Yeah, keep it hot for me.
Yeah. I'm going with a couple buddies from work, so we should have a few pops, have a good time.
Nice. I'm going to go soon. I was going to go next week sometime.
There's supposed to be a lot of new food at the ballpark. Comiskey does a lot of, like,
marketing. There's plans right now for anybody, you don't have to be a season ticket holder, but I think it's $49.95 for a monthly pass to all home games. So it gets you, like, an entry into the park every time you go.
That's pretty cool.
For $50?
So, yeah, how does that work? You get the same seat every time?
Yeah, it's
like a season ticket.
Or it's like a pass where, like, whatever they have open available, it's like... You know, for all you know, they may not have sold tickets on like a certain 100 level, and I think they may have offered those. Like, oh, this was unsold. You can sit there.
But you is that in addition to the 50?
No, it's just the pass. So you pre-buy the pass for the month, and then, they treat you their way.
It's like medieval times.
I love it. Great marketing.
Are you getting amped up for your drive to Florida soon?
Driving south. Amped up or nervous?
I guess a combination of both. You've done this long drive to Florida before, haven't you?
Not to Florida. I've done long drives by myself.
But not with your family
car? Not with three children under five. Yeah, and a woman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be funny.
It is going to be it's going to be entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah. Plus, it's a part of the country I've never seen before. Going through Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama.
Right.
And then landing... Florida.
Do the boys fight over toys and stuff? Yeah,
they fight over everything.
So there'll be a lot of that, then.
Yes, there will. Yes, there will.
But Bevan, she's too young.
I'm going to make a scene at some waffle joint in Alabama with my kids. It's going to be great.
Probably, yeah.
I'm going to flip the table and go, everyone, back in the car!
Because you can kind of change your voice if you're down in the
south.
No one will know who you are.
No one has any clue who I am.
I can't wait to yell at my kids in a southern guy.
I feel like I kind of have to act like that because I don't want to stick out as like someone who's passing through because then that's when your car gets mugged. So I'm going to walk in with a big dip in, wearing like a Chevy hat. You're like, where's my table?
Like sea bass.
Yeah, I'll change all my kids' names.
Yeah, okay.
Daryl, Roxy, sit down.
Roxy.
Roxy. My daughter, Roxy.
Big name in the South, Roxy.
Roxy Sue Ann. How about that? Add a couple.
Roxy Sue Ann. Roxy Sue Ann, get your butt in this car.
Add a couple names.
I thought you said Attica.
That's my son's name. Attica, sit down. Come on, I'm getting you Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Instead of Atticus Finch, like the character from To Kill a Mockingbird, Attica.
This is my son, Attica. He's named after a penitentiary.
Mm-hmm. Or sciatica, Saint sciatica.
Yeah, Saint sciatica demons.
I knew we would get to the demons.
The Saint sciatica demons are three in our
last week's episode. Had some people that enjoyed that bit.
But Pat, thank you for asking. Yes, the drive, I'm looking forward to food. It's going to be a food experience for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and have biscuits and gravy in four different states.
Okay. You watching any Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
No, I'm going.
Any spots I got to hit on the way here?
I'm freewheeling. I'm not taking Guy Fieri's advice on anything.
I'm always interested about, I've never been that person that when they travel, I do, an immense amount of, homework and studying about, I gotta go here on this state, and then I'll plan. I'm just kind of like, let's just go.
I research a couple things. Where are the bad neighborhoods where you don't want to stop?
Okay.
And where the good food is. Sometimes they collide where the good food is in the bad neighborhood.
Yes.
So you make a sacrifice and you go.
It's up to you.
You do it.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, I just want to eat.
Right.
I don't know anybody. All I want to do is eat.
I don't know anybody. All I want to do is eat.
That's right.
Sure.
I might get that quote tattooed on my body somewhere. Do you know what that quote is from?
It's from, yeah, I remember. It's that guy at Gossage Grill when we were kids.
My friend Mike Bobak was bugging him.
I don't know anybody.
His response was, I don't know anybody. All I want to do is eat.
Great thing as a patron to say. It's very true.
to a 12-year-old.
To a 12-year-old kid with a cigarette dangling from his mouth. Asking him if his, uncle ever played for the Reds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if he's related to Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know
anybody. All I want to do is eat.
That's what I'm going to have going through my head this whole time. Anyway, I'll keep you guys posted on the trip.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know if anybody out there can hear. There's a beep going off here.
Yeah, right.
It goes beep.
That was the first time I think it beeped.
I've heard it a few times during the podcast now. I was asking Mike, the engineer. He said, could be a security system.
Sounds like the Xerox machine when it's out of paper.
Yeah, maybe it could be that. You know,
could be a jam.
I don't know what the beep in the room is. But
we got a jam somewhere?
Guys, can we get rid of this jam somewhere?
Office life.
Office life, yeah. I had a person out with me at work today on the street, and I was talking about them about that. And I was like, how often do you come out and work with people on the street, you know, within sales? Because they're in kind of a trade channel, you know, and they're just, and she's like, oh, once a month. And I was like, do you look forward to it? Is something you like? Or she's like, I love it because it gives me an opportunity to see, like, the fruits of my labor a little bit about what I'm doing in an office.
Yeah, how that manifests itself on the outside.
And I asked him, you know, do you like that? Was it a hard transition?
Do you like that?
Do you like that?
Did you say
it
like,
what do you do for work? Oh, do you like that?
No, I've never gone to anyone in a professional setting and went, do you like that?
How long have you been a manager with us?
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Do you like that?
Did you just speak English? In an English accent? That? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, does she?
She does, yeah. But I was kind of like, I don't know if it's for me now. I've been on the streets for like the last 5 years.
Been on the streets for the last
5 years on the streets.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Back into an office, I might like just go nuts.
Yeah, you will. You'll flip. Like,
oh, yeah, to be regulated to desk duty and just pounding phones and sitting on Salesforce and computer and doing that all day.
Yeah.
When you've had the taste of being on the outside and working face to face with your customers.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way to go if you can keep it going.
I've been on the streets for almost 10 years now. Going on.
Hey, if you can get on the street and hustle, then hustle and do it.
My office is my car, basically.
Right. You're driving around.
I don't have an office.
Mm-hmm.
I have a location where I go and pick up what I need.
Exactly.
But it's at the. It also shares a space with the Notre Dame wrestling team.
Ah.
That's my office.
Okay.
So it's part gym. Mats everywhere, ropes.
What a bizarre office setting.
It's very bizarre. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. Mine's like, you need something? Let me go to my car and grab that for you. Let me go to my car and get that for you.
You go to Office Max a lot, pal?
Never.
Well, the future is that.
Never.
No need. Everything's in the cloud now. Yeah. Everything's electronic.
You don't need an Office.
You don't need
Max,
a pen?
So. That I have. Those are offered at the office for us on Friday. Oh, not so an Office Max.
They take care of you with the pens.
You got pens here? Can I work here? You guys pens?
You guys provide the pens, right?
Do you guys provide a pen? Before I start, before I commit, will you be providing me with a pen?
Russian Sales Academy, Chapter 7, the pens.
I would love everyone to know, day one, we will not be providing you with pen or pencil.
Yeah.
Please bring your own pen and pencils.
Bring your own and bring it home with you. We don't want to see it laying around.
Please bring your own pen and pencil to work.
Bring it home with you at the end of the day. Wash it. Bring it back the next day.
Sharpen it. Re-ink it. I don't care what you do. Make sure it works.
Miss Lightfoot, I propose a bill that everybody here start bringing their own pens and pencils.
Yeah.
We got to cut
down. Do something about that?
Yeah. We got to cut the pencil budget into a third. Yeah, Russian sales school, man. I hope that takes off.
Government jobs kind of remind me of a work setting, though, where people are, you know, when they get a chance to go into that office room with the free supplies, it's like.
I would love to be in all
the. Pigs at the trough, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They don't. You're right about that, that people do.
People abuse it. Like, you see a guy go up and, like, take, like, 20 notebooks. He's like, what? This guy just like walk out of here the room like there might like you'll see like 100 notebooks and all of a sudden this guy just like takes 20 and you're like
you just got elected
in the Bible this week.
You got like, elected alderman, yeah, take whatever you want. I'm taking 50 notebooks, right? I'm an alderman now. Okay, I can do this.
Yeah,
I need 500 City Chicago notebooks.
And I'm not bringing my own.
I don't think it hasn't happened because I'm sure it has.
Yeah, a dream of mine would be to be an alderman someday.
Really, you would like that gig?
Yeah, but then that first time when I have to get up and talk in front of the city council, I'd have nothing to say.
Hear the beeping again?
I'd do something about the beeping. I'd address the beeping.
It sounds like there's a truck that's
about
to push through
the window. My first order of business is to address the beeping at the radio studio over Milwaukee Avenue. Mm-hmm. We spent $8 billion to get that done, please.
Right. Anybody seen any good movies lately?
Oh, Bill went straight into film review.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious because I haven't
watched a movie since 1998.
It's a lot of things that people do on the weekends are movies. I haven't done it in like 4 weeks.
Oh, Bill's discovering.
There isn't really anything that's out there, though.
I know.
No summer blockbusters yet or anything like that.
I saw that Bill Murray's coming out with a zombie movie that Jim Jarmusch directed.
Really?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Bill, you going to see that Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson flick? About, you know, explosions?
Sure, why not? Explosions, Vaughn, Mel? Yeah, that sounds like an even fun Saturday night.
I don't know what the details are, but that's all you need to
know. I want to see this Eastwood movie, The Mule, but I went to buy it the other day or try to buy it on Comcast, and they wanted like $20 for it. I was like, no.
Yeah. Just watch it on YouTube.
You can't watch movies on YouTube anymore.
If you look hard enough, you can.
The movie with Bill Murray and Jim Jarmusch reuniting since Coffee and Cigarettes and a slew of other films that Murray did with Jarmusch. Mm-hmm. Broken Flowers, maybe?
Yeah.
The Dead Don't Die. It's coming out June 14th. It's got Adam Driver, Buscemi's in it.
Oh. Interesting.
Bill Murray, Tom Waits, Carol Kane, Danny Glover, Iggy Pop, The RZA, Rosie Perez. Ooh, Billy Hoyle.
Interesting.
Billy Hoyle from White Men Can't Jump.
That's all I think whenever
Billy Hooley.
Billy Hooley. You eating Skittles? Talking your Lightfoot impressions?
That sounds bizarre.
Yeah, it looks good. Check out the trailer if you can. You know, I have not, you know, last two episodes, it feels empty to not talk about any ailments.
I know.
Everything good with everyone's health? That's going to have to be.
I think, you know, the spring is coming. It's coming into full go
full
here.
Swing, Bill. Yeah. Full swing.
I think we're finally gotten over that.
You know what you got to do is embrace the weather and get outside and walk around.
Right. I have not done that this week, though. I've been outside working, but no exercise this week. That's
got a little reunion coming up this weekend as well. Eighth grade, or well, Friday, the old St. Luke Bearcats are going to all get together.
Yeah, we got a group of about, I don't know. 7 or 8 people.
Yeah, should be. A few
beefs.
Yeah, haven't done that in a long time. Feel like I'll be sitting at Annie's, you know, hot dog stand, just, you know, causing trouble.
Talking about the same stuff we talked about for 30 years.
Exactly what will happen. The same conversation I had in 1994 will happen tomorrow night. Yeah.
God bless.
But you're saying you might not be able to make it, right? So
I don't know yet. I want to get to it.
Move some things around, Pat.
I know.
Yeah. Come on.
My sciatic has been bothering
me. Just lie to people.
Again,
tell people that.
Still?
Tell them that sciatic is acting up.
It's the one good thing about this. You just give yourself an excuse now, right?
Yeah. I got sciatic.
I can't make it. My sciatic.
If you tell someone you got sciatic, they're not gonna have zero follow up questions.
Yes. Yeah.
Still they Google it. What's
I gotta
sciatica?
Go home. I got sciatica. To be like,
still
oh my
on
God.
Sciatica? Oh, it's because you're still in pain and you can't get
You
past
should buy
pain.
A boat and name it Sciatica. Sciatica of the Sea.
King Sciatica.
Yeah, I should.
So this is still bothering you is what you're telling me. And it's like, has it gone away and then come back?
Well, I went to the doctor for it and like, you want these results. Like, you're like, give me, like, what's going on here? You know, why haven't I heard from you yet?
Right. I know. I had a blood test done probably like 3 years ago, and I was like, "We got him yet?" Like the next day, the guy's like, "No, we'll email you the results when we get them."
I know. It's like we live in such a technological world. Like, can't they just churn out an answer for me like, right away?
I'll call you right away. Like, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
This is America.
So you have gotten no results, is what you're telling me.
No.
And it's been over a week.
This is America. It's like the post office. When you want it to show up the next day, it's going to take 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing something else.
It's like the younger generation. My girlfriend Maddox was looking at this picture of a Spider-Man costume on Amazon that he wanted. And when he realized that it was going to take 2 days in the mail, like, he was like, I want to buy it with my own money, like money that he has saved.
Right.
And his mother was like, okay, yeah, you can do that. You can buy that if that's something you'd like. She's like, I'll purchase it for you, you know, right now if you'd like it, you know. And he was like, okay, cool. Then I can pick up the suit later on. Today, like it'll get delivered, and she was like, no, it's gonna take like 3 to 4 days for it to come in the mail. And I think it's funny because when we were kids, the that concept of technology, mm-hmm. now that everybody has everything at their fingertips so fast, that even I feel like the younger kids are just like, well, why isn't it here the next day? Why can't it just magically appear?
Why can't it just jump out of the phone for
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
And pretty soon, it could.
It could. Which is bizarre.
Do you play with that Oculus toy that you have, that VR thing? Don't you have one of those, Paul?
Yeah, it's cool.
You've got the VR, Bill?
I have the Oculus virtual reality headset.
Do you go off into
headset.
Cyberspace?
I've been able to...
what do you do? Play virtual golf? Pretend you're that
You
big?
Can do that kind of stuff. You have to download, you have to pay for, games like that. But there's other games that you can do that are, free, that are cool.
What? Like what? Skydiving?
You'd have to ask Maddox. I'm not the one, on it, playing video games. But, you can watch, Netflix on it. You want to put, a Netflix or Hulu or YouTube and that stuff. Any 3D movie or anything like that that's on, Netflix, you can watch those, which is kind of cool. Yeah, they're fun. Yeah, they're
a
lot of fun.
Is it a contraption that you put on your head?
It is. But you don't put it it's just like a headset. It's a huge pair of goggles. The way that I could remind it to is it's like a big snorkel.
Okay.
That you it's like a big snorkel. It doesn't go over your nose. It just goes over your eye. But it's like.
And do you put your phone inside of it?
Some of them you do, but on the Oculus from Samsung, I believe, makes it. Yeah. You do not. That's one of the virtual reality headsets where you don't have to put your phone into it. It has its own iOS kind of system search engine in there. So those other ones, it links up to your phone and uses that. But this one, it's just by itself. That's why it's awesome.
Do you think in the future people will be able to virtually visit a restaurant before they decide they want to have dinner there?
Yeah, you can actually already do that.
I think you probably can already do that.
Where a restaurant could have a very progressive app that would allow you to visit the entire restaurant as if you're walking through it.
Really?
Before you went, you'd be like, oh, let me go to the restaurant's website and take a walk through this restaurant.
I did this exact thing you're talking about.
All right. How did it work?
Google Maps.
Okay.
But it brought me into the restaurant. Into the restaurant. I could walk to the bar and I could walk and see how many tables are. It was fascinating.
Really?
Yeah, you want me to show you?
I wonder if you did that.
Bill, you should have asked me, do you like it? Do you like it? But yeah, they should also let you go there and eat and see if the food's any good before you actually eat there.
What about, Mike's right. What about virtual tastings? Do you think those are something that'll come out eventually?
How does that work?
I don't know.
A mist of some sort?
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
There'd be some sort of a contraption that you would
Like a little clear crystal egg?
A breathalyzer of some sort. And then it sends that, whatever stench you have on your breath, and it turns it into this beautiful aroma of food. I don't know, but is it possible? Yes.
It's the end of... Billy, the side, is it possible? Yeah. Everything's possible.
I don't know, that was a little bit of my Goldblum that
it
I
was heard. A little Goldblum.
Yes.
Yes, yes, but it's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy's talking mist.
Food mist. Virtual food mist. Could happen.
What's that? A T-bone Billy's steak?
Billy's virtual food mist.
T-bone steak cloud in front of my face?
Double cheeseburgers. You name it, man. Spaghetti.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal virtually. While you're listening to our show, you could be trying McCann's virtually.
I'm sure NASA's already working on that.
Oh, somebody's out there doing it.
NASA, as I call them.
NASA? Yeah. I'm sure NASA is on the case of things of these things.
Case of things of these things?
Miss Lightfoot, I think NASA is on the case of these things. What time's lunch?
Has anyone talked to NASA about possibly getting the streets of the city of Chicago repaved into rubber? We heard that was a possibility.
There are some boys with a radio show that think that linoleum roads would be a good idea.
Yeah, linoleum flooring roads.
A lot of jobs for people in the linoleum industry.
Yeah, tile installers would be delighted at this news.
Then we'd have to have a Chicago sports team called the Tile Installers. Or the Chicago Rubberines.
The first lacrosse team, professional lacrosse team.
The first all-tile city, Chicago.
Who's going to get the tile contract? Century? Tile Outlet?
Somebody from the machine. Will
now we're
out.
Talking politics.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ed Burke somehow got the tile contract. He's never
made 2090.
Yeah.
The contract was
$800 million tile contract goes to Ed Burke, who's never laid tile before.
Right. I know we're all kind of just, you know, we got a new mayor, so it's like kind of on everyone's minds.
It's
here.
Like you're excited for nothing. Kind of.
I didn't even see what the final voter turnout
you get
was.
Nothing out of it.
I didn't look. I know it was pretty low. I saw some pictures of people that had walked into polling precincts. They took pictures and put them on Facebook of them being the only person there voting.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, I just can't imagine. Like, I mean, I know just in the history of Chicago, thinking about like politics, everything can go on.
Politics.
Nobody, like in a city in the situation it's in, and then voting day is like.
People know the fix is in, Bill.
What's your show about? Politics?
Yeah.
You like it?
Politics.
Do you like it? Politics.
It's not about politics. It's about politics. Politics.
It's not about politics. It's about politics. It's not about NASA. It's about NASA.
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 Yeah.
It's about NASA and politics.
Yeah.
That's basically it. The baseball.
No. You know where it's never about NASA and politics or politics?
Somewhere you're about to tell me.
At Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 106 18th Southwestern. Right.
Yeah. No politics allowed.
If you're there, you can say hello to Mary and Bernard, the owners. They're lovely people. It's a perfect Southside Irish bar. There's always something interesting going on in there. Go see him for the White Sox opener, Bill. Maybe make a stop. You know?
There you go.
Say hello to everybody. Cool. Let's do a quick commercial break. More Hoolies Hoolie after these messages.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orrico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. It's the greatest oatmeal on the land. Show is presented by a final stretch of the show. What a weird episode. So we've got political at the top.
Yeah, a little political. No big deal.
You know, a lot of Bill's got a Lori Lightfoot impression he is. He's been saving for us.
Working out in private.
Thank you.
I don't know, that's too low. I'll work on her. Hey, we got 4 years to work on her, so I mean... I'll get some Lightfoot going.
You'll get your Lightfoot.
Get your Lightfoot on.
Mary Lightfoot. On. You're writing jingles for Lori Lightfoot now? Get your Lightfoot on.
Maybe we'll close the show with... Maybe we'll close the show. Do we have the Grateful Dead Turn On Your Love Light?
I thought we were going to do Welcome to the Machine.
We could do
That's appropriate.
Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. You know, that was always a jam.
And then your Lightfoot would be better.
We need to have our love lights going.
Maybe we should write a song for her.
Right? Oh, we could write a new song for Lori Lightfoot. It's a project.
We'll have a Broadway musical all about her in a matter of 6 weeks.
Sure, we will. We need some material.
Yeah.
It's been the kind of nice out. I was at the park with my kids all day today after school. And, you know, back to all the adults acknowledging each other again.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, David.
Your name again? Yes, yes. Patty, how are you? Good to see you.
Right. Go away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor and go away.
How was your winter?
The ice cream man showed up. The ice cream man. He's here already.
Same guy?
Dennis. Dude. Yeah, same guy.
Like Saddam Hussein?
A bit. Yeah.
He's still around. That guy's been around for 20 years.
That guy was feeding us cigarettes when you were 10.
He knows me. He knows my wife. He knows my daughter now. He's generational ice cream man. You don't have those guys.
Generational
ice cream man.
You know?
This guy, he's a generational ice cream man.
This guy was my ice cream man, my wife's ice cream man, and is now my child's ice cream man. Understood?
And yes, he does resemble Saddam Hussein.
Now move
a
out
little
of,
bit. He's seated at the table.
Now move out of my way. I need to order 5 screwballs.
You guys should have him over for dinner.
We should.
And his family.
We should have him on the Hooli Sooli, man. He was my childhood ice cream man. I'd like to hear his story.
A long time ago when we were growing up, my dad did a comedy bit about the ice cream man.
Yeah.
A stand-up bit about the ice cream man.
It was always, yeah.
And because he just always ruined our dinners. It's in my father's mind he ruined them. That you'd hear that. Those they bells, jingle. And it was like crack cocaine to kids.
Yeah,
well, couldn't get them to calm down.
You can't. That's the thing that, you know, I've grown. I used to get irked by them, and now I just go, you know what? This is a nice moment for the kids. Let them have it. Like, there's no reason for me to like be mad about it that I'm going to be on the hook now for $7 for the ice cream man.
Have you talked to the ice cream man and said, how do I invest?
Have you talked to the ice cream man?
Sounds like a investigator.
Have you asked him, what kind of capital do I need to get a few of these
become
guys
a good
rolling?
Humor man? Get some ice cream trucks rolling?
How hard could it be? Well, I mean, see, I don't know if I could
it's
trust.
It's hard.
I wouldn't trust a couple of teenagers on an ice cream truck.
Is
That's
he an
like,
independent
no.
contractor?
I would imagine.
Is he on the truck?
Yeah, you know, I
would assume so.
All right, so
and I hope after 30 years you
get a license for the towns license. That you want to be
like a vendor's license.
All right, so let's say he's he's blowing through a tank of gas a day.
Yeah,
let's call it $70.
Okay. Yeah.
How many of those, you know, baseball gumball?
Yeah, like a Hulk Hogan bar or something.
You got to sell 10 of those a day.
30 of them.
They're $3.
Right. Oh, they are.
Yeah, but he's got water, Gatorade, Flamin' Hots, you know.
Oh, he's got it. He's
expanded
it. I
wonder what he's pulling in today. Get him on the show. I want to
We
got
to ask Dennis.
I'm going to bring his tax returns.
How much can I make as an ice cream?
Can you do anything, Dennis? Like, could you sell, like, smokes and, like, jewels and
bullets?
all kinds of stuff. Could you be like a walking gas station almost?
Like a bodega.
Lotto tickets?
Yeah, like a traveling.
What if we did that? What do we like a the traveling bodega on wheels?
That'd be great.
You're selling lotto tickets. You're selling squares. You're selling
loaves of bread.
Fingernail clippers. You got
those tree air
socks, water. Socks, water.
Tree air fresheners.
Irish Spring. You know,
throwing in some soap, huh?
Tape, scotch tape,
toothbrushes. You know, Pringles.
Air valve caps.
Mayor Lightfoot. Bill has another idea.
Scratch offs.
Bill, I'm sorry.
Stress balls. I mean, all kinds of junk.
I'm sorry, Mayor Lightfoot. We need two permits: one for an egg roll and Coke stand, if possible.
Yes.
And another for a traveling bodega.
Traveling bodega and the egg rolls with Coke. Get me my house in Florida.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Beachfront property.
I mean, we're done. That's it.
Think the egg roll and Coke idea alone might earn you trillions of dollars.
The egg roll and Coke, like if you could do like, now a buddy of mine told me recently
co-branded it with Coke and they gave like nice bicycles to like Uber driver type kids, you know, like electric bikes that had branded egg rolls and Coke in them and you could like become your own egg roll Coke guy franchise, you know?
Billy's Egg Rolls and Coke?
Now you're talking.
Billy's Egg Rolls could be like the most famous thing ever.
They're called Beg Rolls.
Called Billy's Egg Rolls.
They're called Billy Rolls.
Billy Rolls.
Well, buddy, man, you could do all kinds of stuff with egg rolls. I mean, you're my... The future is so wide open on the egg roll and what you can do with it.
It's been around for 2,000 years.
I know. I mean, you could put Italian beef in an egg roll.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to
just do your traditional...
It's got to be traditional.
Just traditional egg roll?
Yeah, I'm doing traditional at my stand. You can do whatever you want.
No, I'll stick to the traditional egg rolls. But, I mean, hey, maybe on a Friday night we just get jiggy with it and throw, you know...
Traditional egg roll with mashed potatoes.
Irish egg roll?
I got an Irish egg roll. It's got corned beef, mashed potatoes.
No, it's on the side. Mashed potatoes on the side.
These are Hot Pockets, essentially, guys. You're getting a little carried away.
I know.
We don't want...
Stick to the egg roll. I like the bodega stand. I think I would have a lot of fun with that. I mean, Super Bowls for 50 cents, where they're normally going for 10 cents. You know what I mean? The markup and the margins you can get on this. On the convenience and the annoyance of the parent.
Of course, you would like to sell candy at your boga, you know, lots of Skittles. Yeah. And sure.
He wouldn't be able to handle that.
Oh, I would. I'd be organized as
heck
with the
candy. You'd be eating the inventory, Billy.
Yeah.
You know it, and I know
it's a pretty big traveling bodega. It's like an RV.
Yeah. Like the traveling RV bodega, just like driving through.
Walk on up. Come on in. Check it out.
Like you're walking in Santa Monica on the boardwalk, those little pop-up shops. Like you want to have an RV pop-up shop. Like
It's
not a bad idea, you know?
Not a bad idea at all. RVs cost about $200,000.
The licensing would be really hard, though, because you'd want to be able to go into different counties and stuff with it.
You got
to
get on Lightfoot's good side. You better go and help her out.
Yep.
Go get her a double cheeseburger.
I mean, it would have to be like bulletproof glass all over it. Like, it would have to look like something.
Wait,
like,
you want to have a traveling bodega that's like bulletproof glass? And just
the whole truck is made out of bulletproof
glass.
It's not made out of any other components.
But you can see inside what I'm selling. So you see like the guy driving. You can see like everything that's in the store, but it's totally bulletproof.
The whole thing is, it's like
I just slide over
the
window.
3-inch thick bulletproof glass, like the trunk, everything.
I just slide a little window over and go, Skittles, Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, I got fingernail clippers. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
What do you want?
Lucky Day Lotto? Sure.
You want a Lucky Day?
A Lotto ticket, fingernail clippers, and a Super Bowl? Yeah, I got all of them.
Easy Match Quick Pick, Barbara. Cool. And a drawer just comes and shoots it at him.
Right.
Yeah.
Giant vending machine. Clear vending machine.
Bulletproof. Bulletproof Billy is what they'll call him.
If you're looking to expand your mind this weekend, you can do so at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub at 6462 South Central Avenue. It's one of the best pubs in the Midway area. You can tell them that the Hoolies sent you. And say hi to Mike and Don Courtney, the proprietors of that pub. If you want to book an event there, you can call them at 773-735-1625. While I was at the park, go see everybody at the Twisted Shamrock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good spot.
Do it.
Charlotte, my daughter, came up to me at the park today, and... she goes, did you know that I'm an art company?
Oh.
I said, what? She goes, I'm an art company. Look it up.
And what?
What do you mean? You know? I'm like, she goes, look it up. And I just Google Charlotte Houlihan, right?
First
result, right, on my smartphone is the Charlotte, like CharlotteHoulihan.com. Charlotte Houlihan's like a, she's a painter in New York City. Right?
Oh, wow.
And she paints portraits and watercolors of old nude men.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
And women. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But the first, I said, and she goes, check it out. I checked the workout, and it was like this watercolor of like this old guy, like nude. Like
sad.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just like sitting in his living
room.
All
his rolls.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
It just amused me that Charlotte was like, it was her little joke, you know, that she's at the age now where she's like Googling herself, you know, like, where am I? How old are you when you start Googling yourself?
Excuse me, have you Googled yourself? Yeah, that's every time I Google myself, there's a guy, his name is Clay O'Brien Cooper.
Okay.
And he's a like rodeo champion, legendary rodeo champion.
Cool.
Cowboy.
Yep.
So that's what comes up when I do it.
You're like,
I'll take it. Yeah, it could be worse.
I Google myself. I'm usually a top three hit. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with that.
I like my SEO on me. My SEO on me.
Yeah, my art stuff pops up right under Mr. Cooper.
Right.
He's got the top spot there.
Yeah. Google yourself this weekend if you're bored.
Yeah, if you got nothing going on, Google yourself. Google your friends.
Do a lot of Googling.
Google this show.
Google this show and find our podcast. Yeah.
I can't believe we talk like that. Google this, Google that.
I know. Who would have thought?
Not me.
I mean,
I wish it wasn't true.
You're right, Clay. Charlotte was, we got home from the park and my wife.
Google it.
Doesn't want the screens near the kids.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you know, like, do not let them near the screens. Like, have them play a board game, do their homework, you know, finish their chores, whatever. And Charlotte, you know, we're weaning her off of like screens all the time. Like, and Charlotte like was like sitting there like dancing, doing this dance move in front of the mirror in our living room. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, she wanted to like just go to like, she's like, I have to go to this song on YouTube. Like, and I just remember being a kid, like, we never had that. And I go, no screens. You can't.
Right.
You have to just think of it in your head now. You know,
yeah.
You don't have the ability to just have everything on demand.
Right.
Get that out of your way.
Life,
you know,
on demand.
Right. And she was like, the concept was like blind to her. I just remember being a kid, like going home after school and watching MTV and like wading through like seven videos
hoping
I didn't care for, hoping for the one that I wanted to see came on.
Yeah.
And then being overjoyed.
You used to listen to the radio and wait for a song to come out and then try and tape it.
Oh yeah, I had it ready. I had I had the blank tape in.
Now
the
you're missing
box,
the first
ready to go.
3 seconds of the song because you weren't ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, kids got it easy, you know. I usually tell my kids put the screen down, and they say no. I say, you hear your options: you either turn it off, or I smash it with a hammer into a million pieces.
Smashing of the hammer on the phone.
Which one do you want? Those are the only two options. There is no third option, young man.
Did your dad ever flip out on you guys when you were kids, like fighting over a toy where he just went over the toy and just like cracked it in half and he went, that's it. Now nobody can have it.
My brother was too old, too much further older than me that we rarely played with the same stuff.
Okay.
And me and my sister just worked it out amongst ourselves. Biting and fist fighting.
Sure. Yeah, I can't remember. We had some. Dad never actually delivered.
No, he was never like that. But I just remember like that was always a thing where the dad would grab it and go. I do that with my kids now.
Yeah,
like
no one gets it.
Now nobody gets it.
Right, you got
to
do that.
Put it off to the side, and then everybody gets quiet for a minute.
Then you find a new thing to annoy.
Then
you
give it back to them 10 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ask you for it 300 times
to get them off the new annoying thing that they're driving me nuts with.
Right.
Sure.
Well, there'll be lots of toys to annoy people this summer as we get warmer out for parents. You know.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
That's what the guy at the park said to me today. Now that it's nice outside, there's going to be lots of toys for the parents.
That's right.
Thank you.
Do you like it?
Do you like the weather? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty nice.
Yeah, I have to go to one of my kids' friends' birthday parties. It'll be the first one I've ever gone to. Of like parents and stuff, people everywhere.
Yep.
It's going to be weird.
Enjoy it. All right. Well, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at hibernianradio.org. Or you can find us on iTunes underneath, the Hoolies Hoolie Radio there.
Turn that beeping off.
I was like, what's going on? Oh, it's Welcome to the Machine we're closing out. Yes, very political episode. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia, Mike Hans, Irish Oatmeal, and Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen of Oak Lawn.
Volkswagen. Welcome to the Chicago City Council.
Welcome, Lori. Welcome.
Gosh.
Till next week. Bye. We'll be right back.